What if you could add 745 miles of range to an electric vehicle in less time than it takes to drink a cup of coffee?
That's not science fiction, Susie. According to Toyota, it's their target for a new solid-state battery set to debut by 2028. And they're not alone. This week, the solid-state battery race has gone from a marathon to an all-out sprint with massive implications for Western industry.
Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the strategic briefing for leaders in manufacturing, trading, and technology. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we are laser-focused on one topic, the solid-state battery breakthrough. For years, it's been a promising lab technology, but a flood of announcements in July 2026 from Asia, Europe, and the U.S. signals a major shift from research to commercial reality.
We're seeing performance targets that could eliminate range anxiety entirely, new national standards from China aiming to define the market, and a furious race to lock down the supply chains and manufacturing processes for these next-generation cells.
The competitive landscape for automotive and energy storage is being redrawn right now. For Western companies, understanding the nuances of this shift is critical for survival and success over the next decade.
Okay, Troy, let's start with the headline numbers that are causing such a stir. We heard Toyota's target of a 745-mile range. What other performance benchmarks were set this week?
The key metric is gravimetric energy density, measured in watt-hours per kilogram, or WHH per kg. For context, today's best lithium-ion EV packs are around 270 WHH per kg. This week, Chinese automaker Geely unveiled a self-developed battery hitting 400 WHH per kg. Cat AL, the world's largest battery maker, reported its third-generation condensed-state battery at 420 WHH per kg with over 1,500 cycles. And Samsung showcased a battery at 500 WHH per kg, targeting a 600-mile range.
So we're talking about roughly doubling the energy packed into the same weight. Why is this so significant right now?
It's the transition from theory to product. Toyota is targeting a 2028 Lexus debut. In the U.S., Stellantis is partnering with Factorial Energy to deploy a demonstration fleet with solid-state batteries in 2026. This isn't a distant future. The validation is happening on the road now.
What does this mean for U.S. and European automakers? This must be a massive wake-up call for Detroit and Stuttgart.
It's a direct competitive threat. Any Western automaker without a credible 400-plus watt-per-kilogram battery roadmap for the 2028-2030 timeframe risks being permanently outclassed on performance and vehicle design. The lighter, smaller packs allow for more interior space and completely different vehicle architectures.
And for trading companies and distributors in the supply chain.
The market for battery materials is about to be reshaped. Forget focusing only on standard graphite and liquid electrolytes. Sourcing high-purity lithium sulfide, novel cathode materials from players like Sumitomo Metal Mining, and advanced silicon carbon anodes is now the priority. Distributors who build relationships and secure supply for these next-gen materials will have a decisive advantage.
So, the actionable insight for an executive listening now?
Urgently reassess your company's battery technology roadmap and supplier portfolio. If you are an OEM, you must validate your partner's claims and accelerate your own integration testing. The performance benchmarks have been publicly set by Asian and some U.S. competitors. You must have a response.
Troy, you mentioned a lot of activity from China. This week, we also saw a major policy move from Beijing. What happened?
On July 1, 2026, China enacted the world's first national standard for vehicle solid-state batteries, designated GBT43568-2026. It's a landmark move designed to end ambiguity in the market.
What does it actually standardize? And why does a technical standard matter so much globally?
It matters because it sets the rules of the game. The standard provides a strict quantifiable definition. To be called a true all-solid-state battery, the liquid electrolyte weight loss must be 0.5% or less. Crucially, for hybrid or semi-solid batteries, it mandates a minimum energy density of 400 watt-hours per kilogram. This invalidates low-performance products masquerading as next-gen tech.
So it separates the real breakthroughs from the marketing hype. How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It gives Chinese firms a clear, state-backed benchmark to build toward, accelerating their domestic industry's cohesion. European and U.S. manufacturers now face a defined competitive target. If your solid-state battery doesn't meet these metrics, it may not be seen as competitive in the world's largest EV market.
It also impacts any Western company manufacturing in or exporting to China.
And for trading companies trying to source from or sell into China?
This standard is your new rule book. It clarifies what you are buying. Previously, terms like quasi-solid were undefined. Now, you can demand certification to the GBT standard. This reduces sourcing risk. It also means Chinese firms like NIO and MG, who are already deploying 350 to 400 watt-hour per kilogram semi-solid batteries in 2026 models like the ET9, have a clear upgrade path and a stable domestic supply chain.
What's the actionable takeaway from this?
Western executives must treat this Chinese standard not as a domestic policy, but as the de facto global benchmark for the near future. Your engineering, sourcing, and marketing teams need to understand it. Plan for a market where 400 watt-hours per kilogram is the entry point for high-performance hybrids, not a distant goal. This is China attempting to write the dictionary for the next era of batteries.
Let's get into the technology itself. We're seeing these huge performance claims, but making them cheaply and at scale is the real challenge. What are the key developments in materials and manufacturing?
This is where the core battle is. In the U.S., Silla, a battery materials startup, just secured $300 million to expand its Washington State plant. They produce a silicon carbon composite anode that replaces traditional graphite, boosting energy capacity by up to 20% in existing lithium-ion formats and forming a key pathway to higher-density solid-state cells.
So innovation isn't just in the electrolyte, but in the anode as well.
Exactly. On the electrolyte side, the competition is between chemistries. Sulfite-based electrolytes used by Samsung and Toyota offer high ion conductivity but can be costly and sensitive to moisture. In Japan, Sumitomo Chemical is now preparing mass production of a halite-based electrolyte. This is critical because it promises sulfite-level performance but with higher stability and, crucially, compatibility with existing lithium-ion battery production lines.
That sounds like a huge advantage. Minimizing capital expenditure on new factories is a massive concern for manufacturers.
It is the single biggest hurdle to adoption. Sumitomo's approach could dramatically lower the cost and speed of transitioning to all solid-state production for U.S. and European manufacturers who can license or partner on this technology. It avoids the need to build entirely new multi-billion-dollar gigafactories from scratch.
What should Western trading companies be focused on here?
Diversify your materials portfolio beyond the current generation. You need experts who understand the processing requirements for sulfides, oxides, and now halides. Track the pilot production lines, like Tinchi Material Sulfide Line coming online in Q3 2026 in China, as these are the first indicators of which materials will be available at scale.
And the actionable insight?
Focus on manufacturing readiness. For manufacturers, the key question is no longer if solid state will work, but how you will build it. Evaluate technologies like Sumitomo's that leverage existing infrastructure. For investors and trading firms, the biggest opportunities may not be in battery brands, but in the picks and shovels, the material suppliers like Silla, and the advanced manufacturing equipment providers.
With all this rapid development, the fight to own the technology must be intense. What's happening on the intellectual property front?
It's an IP arms race. A report from the analysis firm Nomade shows that over 2,250 new solid-state battery patent families were published in Q2 2026 alone. Chinese companies like CATL and Gotion, along with automaker Chery, significantly ramped up their filing activity compared to last year.
2,250 in a single quarter is a staggering number. It signals a major land grab for intellectual property. Is there a clear leader?
In the overall space, it's contested, but in specific critical subdomains, we see clear dominance. A new report from PatSnap on state estimation technology for solid-state batteries is very revealing. Out of 44 key patents in this area, Toyota holds 26. Honda is a distant second with 5.
Troy, what is state estimation, and why does it matter if Toyota owns the IP?
State estimation is the brain behind the battery. It's the software and algorithms that accurately predict the state of charge, state of health, and power output. It's far more complex than solid-state batteries due to unique interfacial resistance and ion mobility. Owning this IP means Toyota may have the safest, most reliable, and longest-lasting battery management systems, or BMS.
So, for U.S. and European manufacturers, this is a major problem. You can have a great battery cell, but without a world-class BMS to control it, it's useless or even unsafe.
Precisely. It becomes a licensing choke point. To compete, Western automakers and battery firms must either develop their own proprietary state estimation technology, which is clearly difficult, or potentially license it from Toyota. This gives Toyota immense strategic leverage.
What does this mean for trading companies and distributors?
The IP landscape directly influences technology roadmaps. If a client is building a battery pack, they need to know if their chosen cells are compatible with available BMS technology, or if they are designing themselves into a corner controlled by a competitor's patents. Your value is in providing that strategic intelligence alongside the physical components.
What is the key action for executives based on this IP intelligence?
Conduct an immediate freedom to operate analysis of your company's solid-state battery strategy. Map your R&D against the patent landscape, especially in enabling technologies like BMS. You cannot afford to invest billions in a manufacturing strategy that will be blocked by a competitor's IP portfolio 5 years from now. Identify your vulnerabilities and either innovate around them or seek strategic partnerships now.
Troy, it's been a whirlwind tour of a technology that is clearly at an inflection point. Let's distill this down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our audience this week?
First, the performance benchmarks for the next generation of EVs are no longer theoretical. A target of 400 to 500 watts per kilogram with sub-10-minute charging for the 2028-2030 timeframe is now the price of admission to be a competitive automaker. Western firms must accelerate their timelines.
Second, China is moving aggressively to set the global rules. Its new GBT standard for solid-state batteries creates a clear definition of performance, while its companies scale up production of transitional semi-solid batteries to gain market share today. This isn't just a future threat, it's a present reality.
And third, the competitive battleground is shifting from pure cell R&D to manufacturing technology and intellectual property dominance. The most valuable breakthroughs will be in materials that lower costs, production methods that use existing factory lines, and the patented software that safely manages these powerful new batteries.
And the most important action for executives to consider now?
Your focus must shift to securing the supply chain and manufacturing process. Identify and partner with the material innovators, whether it's for silicon anodes in the U.S. or novel electrolytes from Japan. And critically, audit your IP strategy against the leaders like Toyota to ensure you have the freedom to operate in the coming years.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The race to solid state is on, and the implications for Western industry are profound. We'll keep you updated as the landscape evolves.
Thank you for joining us.
Make sure you're subscribed to Troy Technical Intelligence on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss our next strategic analysis. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. We'll speak with you again next week.